Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says America's trade deficit has unexpectedly risen in October as a spreading global recession dampened sales of U.S. products overseas, and the volume of oil imports surged to a record amount. The deficit with China has jumped to an all-time high. The Commerce Department says the trade deficit rose to $57.2 billion in October. Analysts had been looking for the deficit to decline to $53.5 billion. The government also says today that new claims for unemployment benefits reached their highest level in 26 years last week as companies cut workers at a rapid pace. The Labor Department says initial applications for jobless benefits rose to a seasonally adjusted 573,000 from an upwardly revised figure of 515,000 in the previous week. That was far more than the 525,000 claims that Wall Street economists had expected. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 87.46 is down 14.5 points. The NASDAQ 1560 is off 5.18. The S&P 500 at 898.35 is down almost 3/4 of a point.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're just a phone call away from AM 580's commodity market analysis. Our new market analysis portal keeps you informed with daily updates. Dial 217-333-3434 to get future quotes from the opening and closing bells and commodity analysis from our on-air brokers. We update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434. Let's check out prices fared and the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5:27, and that was up 4.25 on the open. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 4.91.5, down 1 on the open. March, 5.06, down 3.5. May, 5.20.5, down 2. July, 5.31.5, down 3.5 on the open. December corn opened at 3.27, up 0.25 on the open. March, 3.41, down 1. May, 3.52.5, down 0.25. July, 3.62.5, down 0.5. September, 3.79.25, up 6. December, 3.76.5, down 3/4. March of 2010, 4.06, up 6.75 on the open. January beans open at 8:40, up 10.5 on the open. March, 8:46, up 11.25. May, 8:56, up 11.5. July, 8:63, up 9. November, 8:63, up 11 on the open. December soybean meal open at 2:54, up 3.60 on the open. January, 2:49.80, up 1.80. December soybean oil open at 31.10, up 51 on the open. January, 31.20, up 35. December live cattle open to 83.85, down 12.5 on the open. January feeders open to 87.65, up 30. December lean hogs open at 56.55, down 32.5. And February bellies open to 82.10, down 240 on the open. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Thank you, Phil, for filling in for Dan Zwicker, who is away today from his phone. Let's go ahead and look at these markets. The calls before the market were for corn to be down anywhere 10, 15, 20. But it looked to me like nobody really wanted to sell that market.
No, 10, lower call just wasn't really backed up with actual sell orders. It's probably more of a projection of where it should be, but the market sort of failed to open as low as they anticipate. Actually, we saw quite a bit of buy paper come in right there on that open, and then probably at the end of the day we'll see funds being buyers. Then, too, we're seeing some export business kick in here, too. Saw that the U.S. Reporting system showed 120,000 tons of beans going to China. So overall, the key now is to see where we are here later in the day and see if the market can maintain these gains or not.
I kind of wondered whether or not in the corn that the export numbers, which if you add this year and next year, you come up with 41.7 million bushels, would sort of offset the idea of USDA lowering their export for the year of 100 million bushels.
Well, on exports, especially in the corn, that's sort of the problem we're looking at here is the sales are not up to par, the daily sales or the weekly sales, that is. We sold 36.6 million bushels of corn. That's probably one of the strongest ones we've seen here for a while. But when you look at the total for the year, last year we were at about 1.5 billion bushels on the books, and right now we're only about 770 million bushels. So, you know, we're roughly about 50% of last year's export pace. Well, as the beans, they're sort of keeping up with last year's numbers. So the exports is what we need to see pick up on corn, especially with the weak dollar now. The dollar index is down 143 points this morning. That has given the grain market a boost in the arm, too. So we've lost some demand here domestically from the ethanol side. We've lost a little export business, so the exports is what needs to pick up here this winter to keep the market in position to put a substantial rally in.
That dollar breaking today was interesting to me, Kurt, because I was kind of wondering if we were looking at a head and shoulders top in this formation, and if that is the case, maybe we're looking at a U.S. dollar that will come back down to around 80, 79. And maybe that means what we're looking at is the deflation phase. We've blown right through it and are already beginning to concentrate on the inflation phase.
Boy, inflation to deflation to inflation. I've never seen such a dramatic change in terminology and price swings and moods and overall. But that would be the next phase is inflation, whether it's starting to kick in now or down the road is yet to be seen. But in order to have the inflationary picture kick in, we've got to get some money in the average guy's hands so he can spend it and push prices higher. Right now, when you look at who's getting the money and where it's going for, it's still in the guy that makes $10, $15 million. It's not in the average guy's pocket just yet. But that's the long-term play in here, watching for this market to bottom with the idea we'll reverse fortunes back the other way. And it goes back to what we've been promoting for the last, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years, is that we're in a 70s-type style market. You go up, up, up for about 1 to 2 years, and you go down, down, down for 1 to 2 years. You turn around, right around, go straight up for 1 to 2 years, and that's sort of the rhythm we're probably going to stay in for the next 6 to 8 years.
Well, are you confident enough that 4 days out of the well gives us a bottom in this corn market short term?
Short term, you got to see if we push March futures above this 355, see if we push the March soybeans above 865. You know, if we can obtain closes above those levels, you should have most of your trend following devices pointed in an upward momentum position there, Dave.
Yeah, the 355 in the corn was March, too?
March corn,
okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
That's Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Let's go ahead and get you caught up on the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat at 529.5, down 1.75. December wheat at the Board of Trade, 491.5, down 1. March 510, up 0.5. May 520.5, down 2. December corn, 331.5, up 4.75. March, 347.25, up 5.25. May, 355.25, up 2.5. July, 367, up 4. January beans, 846.5, up 17. March, 849.5, up 14.75. May, 858.5, up 14. July, 865, up 11. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at willag.org.